Downway FM presents...
Welcome to another episode of China Business Cast, brought to you by Downway FM. I'm your host, Robert Ness, and I'm here with Barak Pastel, co-CEO of Mayjob.com. Hello, Barak.
Hello, Robert.
Thanks for joining us today. Can you tell me a little bit about Mayjob and what it does?
With pleasure. Mayjob.com is the leading Ajax job meta search engine in China, where job seeker can search a job from various sources. Mayjob is a fast website, intuitive and simple to use. Each registered member of Mayjob.com can have a personalized homepage where he can save relevant job ads and recent job searches results and update his profile. Mayjob members can send a certain job to friends and receive daily alert emails notifying about the newest and hottest job relevant to their profile. I would want to review some key issues that are very important for Mayjob development. First of all, China, according to our understanding, is the fastest internet market in the world. By 2009, it would be the biggest internet market in the world. And Mayjob is currently ranked number one out of 10 vertical job search engines in China in terms of traffic.
Now, if I want to... Well, kind of, let me ask you a bit of a question about the vertical search engine. Is that... That's a different category than, say, the job boards like WeiyaoJob or Jiaoping.com.
Is that... Exactly. Mayjob is different in WeiyaoJob and Jiaoping in the fact that we aggregate positions from other job boards. Actually, we aggregate positions from 60 different job boards all around China. We have positions from the all of China job boards and also vertical job boards in specific cities and vertical job boards that dedicate themselves to a specific industry. Like, we have a cooperation with a website that is called 800HR. They have 20 different vertical job boards that focus on specific industry, like fashion HR, build HR, etc. We aggregate all of their position into our own website. So in total, we have like 60 different sources. Some of the sources are job boards, and some of the sources are corporate websites. We now started aggregating also positions from famous employers, Fortune 500 employers, and leading employers within China.
Hmm. Now, with so the vertical search engine model, it's depending on advertising. Now, I know that's a very hard space to be in China, and what kind of advertising models have you scratched out, have you figured out?
First of all, we see ourselves as Google or Baidu or the job industry, meaning we are a search engine, we're not a job board. So the value that we provide job seeker is much better, actually. We provide them with a very big variety of positions. We have hundreds of thousands of positions in the site, and it's going to grow to millions of positions in the site within a very short time. We keep increasing the sources, and we keep increasing from each source the variety of positions we have. But it's not only about variety. It's also the way that we enable our job seekers to screen for positions is more efficient than the current job boards. We invest a lot in the search functionality and the screening functionality. This enables the job seeker to find a more relevant position. By that, we also deliver value to the employers because our job seekers that apply seems to be more relevant than a regular job board because of the quality of our search and screening mechanisms.
I want to take a step back. We're talking a bit about the business side of things. Let's not forget we're in China. So can you, having interacted through your site with so many Chinese job seekers, can you tell us a little bit about their experience in terms of searching for jobs, what kind of, just in terms of their everyday experience, what kind of job pressure or job search pressure they're under and what resources they've been using and how all this is affecting them in their lives and consequently their behavior on the internet.
First of all, I must say that job seekers in China are not just using internet; they're using other media as well. Actually, the most popular media in China to find a job is newspapers. The second media is job fairs. Major will attend the current or the approaching job fair in Beijing by the end of this weekend. And two other medias are the internet, which is number three, and the number four is active search company or headhunting companies. Now, from these medias, the media that is growing the fastest is the internet, and we see that the growth rate of the internet is about 43% per year, while the other medias are quite constant. Regarding the job seekers, well, the job seekers are being divided into several groups. There are the newcomers to the market, or the students, the young graduates. They seem to have campus recruiting fairs that they tend to use a lot. It's a very popular media for them. Also, the web is a very popular media, and job fairs that are held outside of the university. If you're talking about mid-tier, for mid-tier, they would tend to use online more, and they would find a lot of positions. If you're talking about high-end, actually, we think that the current media in China is not that good for high-end, and from our interviews with job seekers, most of the high-end users will find the next job by using a headhunting company or an active search company, and not online. The main reason for that is that the amount of positions that fit a high-end online are not as good as it is concentrated within the headhunting companies or the active search companies.
Well, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you very much for joining us.
With pleasure, with pleasure.
Where can people go to learn more about your site?
First of all, they can come to Mayjob homepage. There's an About Us section. There's a corporate link that they can learn more about our services in our site.
Thank you very much, Barat.